Last year, a few researchers at the UW-Madison and a Madison chef went to a culinary conference in New York. The focus of the conference was pairing up chefs, plant breeders, and farmers to create better, tastier produce. Julie Dawson, assistant professor of horticulture, attended the conference. She came home with an idea.
We got a group together in Madison in January to say, can't we do something like this here? We've got probably the largest number of vegetable breeders in the country at UW-Madison. We have good partnerships with independent seed companies and breeders from those companies. And we have a great group of local chefs that are interested in supporting farmers.
Dawson and her colleagues are working with several farmers and chefs in the area. One of those chefs is Johnny Hunter of Underground Food Collective. He says Wisconsin is embracing the movement with unparalleled energy.
I think we have a higher participation rate. It's probably going to happen more often. You know, I know a lot of the other programs that I've seen happen is, you know, a conference that happens once a year. You know, we're getting boxes every week.
The new versions of the veggies and fruit won't be developed using genetic modification. Instead, the new varieties will be the product of old-fashioned breeding, which takes time. So Wisconsinites shouldn't expect any sweeter carrots or spicier peppers at the farmer's market or on their dinner plate for a few years, at least. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.